are listening to BMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network. Global food for thought.
Welcome to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And we're glad to have you with us for this week's edition of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. This is the show where you call in and we answer your calls. We do lots of stuff like dishing your listings and giving advice and shooting the breeze. As long as that breeze has the faint waft of aroma of eBay. This segment is brought to you by BubbleFast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Today is July 24th, 2014, and if you're in the archives, this is show number 342. It's your turn now to do the talking, so start a dialing, 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630.
Hi, Griff.
Hello.
How you doing?
Coughing.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Yeah, it seems to happen a lot.
Well, you know, as soon as I come into this room, I get my allergies. As soon as I come into the studio,
there's
clear
something
channel,
in that studio
there
that
is.
Doesn't agree with you.
Something. I don't know what it is. But anyway, here we are.
Yeah.
And
I have some news.
Yeah, and what is your news?
Well, this is for our listeners north of the border.
Canada.
eBay Canada has announced its 10th annual Entrepreneur of the Year Awards. And this year, $3,000 will be awarded to the Entrepreneur of the Year, while winners of the Decadepreneur Award and upcoming award will get $2,000 apiece.
And those are new, I think.
Yeah,
aren't
I think
they?
So,
because
yeah.
Last year it was just one person.
Decadepreneur. How many variations of preneur?
And I don't like it because, you know, I don't like solopreneur.
Mompreneur.
You are either a preneur or you're not. You're either an entrepreneur or you're not.
I want to be an outrepreneur. Go look
Altapreneur. Megapreneur.
The ooh-la la-preneur.
Yes.
The Entrepreneur of the Year Award competition is open to all full and part-time Canadian eBay sellers who meet sales listings and feedback and registration criteria, which I assume are listed on the site that I'll get to in a minute. The Decadepreneur Award will recognize an exceptional eBay seller who has successfully adapted their selling approach to the changing e-commerce landscape over the last 10 years, thus Decadepreneur. The up-and-coming award will go to a Canadian buyer with a great entrepreneurial idea who is in the very early stages of launching their business
the
on eBay.
Up-and-coming-preneur.
Up-and-coming-preneur, right. I think I'm losing my mind-preneur. That's me. For details and to nominate yourself, go to eoy.ebaypromotion.ca. That's eoy.ebaypromotion.ca. Or just Google eBay Canada's Entrepreneur of the Year, and it'll get you there.
Well, we don't do that.
What do you mean?
In the United States.
We don't do what?
We don't have an Entrepreneur of the Year award.
No.
We should. It's a good idea.
We're really cheap.
And not only that, we have so many good ones. It would
be
hard.
We hold on. I can't tell you how tightly we hold on to money.
Yes, I know.
It's such a frugal company.
I get the drift.
My travel and expense budget has been cut to the bone.
Yeah.
You know what that means, by the way?
I do. It means Motel 6, they got the light on for you.
Not even Motel 6. You know my usual fall trip to visit meetups?
Yeah.
Not going to happen this year.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I'll have to Skype it in.
That's disappointing. Well, yes, you could.
I could Skype it
in. You could be there on Skype.
I could.
It's a great idea.
Maybe that'll be
how
I'll
do it. Then you could sit at home in your drawers.
What makes you think I sit at home in my drawers?
I don't know.
I have some sense of sartorial dignity.
Maybe.
I sit at home in a very Noel Coward-esque silk dressing gown
sure
with a cigarette holder, my hair slicked back.
And when you're not doing...
Dispensing Bon Watts and witty sisms. Bon Watts and witty sisms.
Or you're wearing a kimono.
Or occasionally,
mm-hmm.
depending on the mood, I may be wearing a kimono with my full geisha makeup.
Okay, let's have some fun while we're waiting for phone calls.
So when the Jehovah's Witnesses or any of the other religious solicitors in the neighborhood show up.
Oh, I bet you they love that.
I show up at the door and I behind a Japanese fan and I go, oh, yo.
The best way to get rid of the... Well, that's not nice. I'm not going to say it.
Well, there are many ways.
If you don't want them, just say you're Jewish. Seriously, they go away.
What I'd like to do is have a devil mask by the door, and when I look out and I see that there, it's obvious that I put on the devil mask and I stick my tongue out and go, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let's have some fun. You ready to have some fun?
Yeah, I'm going to get email from that, I'm sure.
This is just kind of cute. Well, I'm the first one that said it. Say you're Jewish and they'll go away. So I'll take
Jewish.
The blame. Yes, if you tell them you're Jewish, they do not even try. Seriously.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why are they not up to a challenge?
No,
I
don't know. I don't know.
God, if you're gonna recruit for your team, I mean, don't give up so easily.
Yeah, sorry, we're Jewish. Slam.
Look for the challenges. Right.
Sorry, I'm busy. Slam. Don't ever come to my door again. Slam.
You know, there's the Dorothy Parker line, right?
Which is?
Open the door and say, "I'm too effing busy," or vice versa.
Oh, that's funny.
She was a funny lady.
Oh, my God. I love her witticisms.
Talk about cute little Jewish girl.
Well, here's something that will just make you smile. It's just so cute.
What? This hasn't made me smile
I have
so
an
far?
Item number. I have an item number.
Oh, an item number, do you?
It's 1512.
Oh, that's it. Just rush right there without letting me open a screen.
Open a screen.
Typical you. Okay, go ahead.
1512. 9876. 6733. It's just really cute.
I don't know.
So this guy, by the way, he's a UK native, but he lives in San Francisco. His name is Huck Gee, and he's an artist and designer and a toy maker, and he's best known for his limited edition handcrafted art toys. They sell and resell for hundreds and even thousands of dollars. And in 2007, his Hello, My Name Is Dunny was accepted into the permanent collection of the Museum of Modern Art in New York City. And a yellow mustard Dunny recently sold on eBay for $800. So what he does is he takes these everyday things on your table and makes artwork out of them.
Well, isn't that just too cute?
Isn't that cute?
Oh, look at the price.
Yeah, it's 12, six offers.
Is he an artist?
He's an artist.
Okay.
Yeah. So he designed these soy sauce. Oh, and there's one hot sauce one that I don't even know how to pronounce that. I use it in restaurants. But
sriracha.
Sriracha.
Yeah.
He designed
It's very
these.
Popular in California.
Yeah. So if you look at them carefully.
I'm looking at
they
them.
Look like little animes.
Little animes,
animation
right.
things, right? Yeah. But they have soy sauce
bucks.
In them, $12,000.
I don't know if I can afford these this week.
I mean, Griff, you've got a good creative mind. You could come up with something like this, and we could all be rich.
A good creative mind?
Yeah.
Are you kidding? Somebody pulled the plug on that juice years ago. My mind is totally empty.
So,
can't you tell?
So here's a guy. No, yeah. Here's some bottles. No. These are bottles of soy sauce, people.
Yeah.
Three bottles of soy sauce and one hot sauce bottle.
Yep.
Six history is six offers.
Yeah, who knows what those offers are?
Yeah, and because it's a buy it now price of $12,000.
Yeah, I'm sure the offers are like, I'll give you 50 cents a piece or something.
So, I got what? A question. Let me ask the first question of the day.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it absolutely? Absolutely necessary to go to the post office with your packages to make sure it's the one day, or can you give them to your postman?
Are you asking this rhetorically, or are you just trying to get my goat?
No, I am trying. Let me tell you what happened this morning.
Yeah.
First of all, this new eBay business of ours, John's and mine, we've only had like 11 arguments so far.
Just 11?
Just 11. I mean, a little snipping and no, you got to put it there and there, and we're trying to get organized.
And, were there tears before bedtime?
And heretofore,
yeah.
Oh, we get over it real fast.
Good.
Heretofore, we go to the post office and we hand the guy, because unfortunately, out of the 10, unfortunately, that's terrible. Out of the 10 things we put up, we've sold four.
That's pretty good.
That is pretty good. Yeah, but, you know, I put my good stuff up first. So
you're getting there.
Yeah. I'm getting, yeah. This is all to learn and to get a system going, right?
A system.
So we've been taking them to the post office and handing them to the woman and saying, please scan this. And she scans it in front of us.
All right.
But this morning, John saw the postman in our neighborhood a little early today. And he ran over and gave it to him and said, please scan this for us. Guy says, yeah, sure. I'll do it. Yeah. So can I be assured that that thing's going to get scanned?
You can't, but you don't have to worry about it.
And that is because?
Because everyone, I can't believe how many people get this wrong. So when you read the requirement for getting your 90% of your listings have to have tracking uploaded, right?
Right.
So that means that the scan happens sometime. It's verified by a scan happening sometime before and up to delivery. It doesn't have to be an acceptance scan. There is a huge, huge misperception about this. And if you read the text on the site, nowhere does it say that you have to, that the requirement is to get the item to the post office. It only says you have to upload tracking within your stated business handling days.
Which is one day.
Right. And so one day will get you, if you're top rated, get you, that's one of the qualifications for getting.
Which is what I'm trying to do.
Right. So we assume that you're getting the item into the mail flow as soon as possible. We're not requiring it. We do not use acceptance scans for anything. So, I mean, as a proof that you've dropped it off. What we're looking for is one verified scan, which can happen at acceptance. It could happen at the next stop on the journey or one of the stops, or it could be the delivery scan. Any of those qualify. But I see these sellers that are like rushing to the post office saying, I got to get there before 5 or eBay is going to penalize me. And we're not. That's not the requirement. So we'll talk more about this when we get back.
Okay, thank you.
This segment was brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Ring us up at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630 here on eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
A brief history of shipping items, brought to you by Indicia, the leading e-commerce shipping software. The Transcontinental Railroad. Not a bad idea. Problem was, if you weren't at the train station, they would leave your package at the nearest saloon. And a fight would typically break out and men with big mustaches would fall on the packages containing grandma's precious dishes. Luckily, people today have Indicia, so you can get packages to your eBay customers easily and quickly. For a free 30-day trial, visit Indicia.com/eBay Radio. That's Indicia.com/eBay Radio.
When eBay seller David Hutchinson needed cash for his business, he turned to CabbageWithAK.com. He says he compared Cabbage with other companies.
The interest rates were considerably higher, more red tape in that they don't understand what most e-commerce businesses do.
He explains why Cabbage is better than the others.
Well, they finance the actual user. They don't base everything on just the numbers. They want to know more about the business. They really want to know what your challenges are as an e-commerce seller, how they can potentially fill some of the gaps.
He says it didn't take long to get his cash.
Instantaneous. It was a matter of minutes.
How was David's Cabbage experience?
It's a good source for me, kind of a bridge between me tapping into my lines of credit for smaller purchases. It's absolutely great for quick buys on tools that may crop up when I don't want to necessarily take it out of a reserve account.
For more information, visit CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you. As an eBay seller, you need to know what's happening, when, and where. That's why we created the eBay Radio Seller Events Calendar. Go to ebayradio.com and click Archives on Demand. You'll find the Seller Events Calendar under the Seller Resources tab. For the full skinny, click on the name of the event. If you'd like to submit an event, click on Submit a Seller Event in the upper right-hand corner of any Archives page. Then fill out the web form. The eBay Radio Seller Events Calendar. It's what's happening for eBay sellers.
Inside Bubble Fast headquarters in a recent year.
Our customers are asking for environmentally safe shipping supplies.
So are our supplies here at Bubble Fast durable?
Yes.
And are they high quality?
Yes.
And now they want environmentally friendly shipping supplies as well?
Yes.
Huh. Can we give it to them?
I don't know.
Well, let's go look for eco-friendly yet durable stuff.
And they did it. At Bubble Fast, you help them see that they need to be part of the Earth's solutions and not part of its challenges. I guess you could say the customer is their mentor. From biodegradable packing peanuts to recycled bubble cushioning to recyclable boxes and more, they've tirelessly searched for the best sustainable green shipping supplies available. You want to do the right thing for the planet, and they have a good start for you at Bubble Fast.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
This segment is brought to you by Stamps.com, postage from your PC. Give us a bell to answer at 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. So we were talking before about your question, which was, you know, do I have to have it scanned
right
within one business day? And the answer is no.
Okay.
You don't have to. All you have to do is get tracking uploaded. And we assume, for your benefit and for your customer's benefit, you're going to get the package into the mail flow as soon as possible. But no, we don't use acceptance scans for anything. Now, on a separate note, I had lunch with Nick Coleman. Nick Coleman is our contact with USPS. He was in at the campus 2 days ago, and we had lunch. And he was talking about this particular issue. And I asked him, I said, you know, I just want to get verification. If a customer comes into USPS, an eBay seller, with a scan sheet or a package and asks for it to be scanned, is the clerk supposed to scan it? And he said, yes. Whenever you hand off mail to a USPS postal employee, whether that's the clerk behind the desk or the person who's come to pick up mail from you, they are supposed to scan by request. So if you get a different response, let Nick know.
Okay. So far, so good.
Yeah. I don't make the request because I know it's not necessary. And I have to say, I told Nick this as well. We must be very lucky, or I must be very lucky. So I sell, you know, roughly 700 to 800 items a year, all exclusively through USPS. 90% of these items ship first class package. I have had, and maybe knock on wood, not that I'm superstitious, but I have had in the last 3 years now, going on 3 years of doing this, zero problems with USPS or delivery not being on time.
I guess I'm just a little nervous because this is the first time I've, you know, done it to really be a business.
Yes,
you know,
I understand.
Really. So I guess I'm a little nervous.
Yeah. And I'm having a refresher course in all things eBay by going through. See, I'm currently in the process of updating the content for our education specialist program. And the first is what we call the basics of selling content. And I'm discovering just how out of date a lot of the content is, not just with obvious screenshots that have changed, but also policy, including some PayPal policy. So this has been a really good education. I'm about a week out from completing it and can't wait to get it into the machine so it can start uploading.
And we're all waiting for the photography videos.
Yes, and I don't know the update on that. I think they're still being edited. But yeah, they should be pretty cool.
Took a picture of, I listed, we're kind of trying not to just list one thing. We want to learn how to pack different things. And, you know, so I listed this cup I got at the Nixon Library. And I took it with my cell phone in my bedroom. On the spur of the moment, the pictures came out great.
Oh, that's all that counts,
but
is that they come out good.
Exactly. And so I'm learning that part. Jewelry is very hard to photograph.
It is very hard. We did some jewelry photography at the eBay event in Las Vegas using the table that I brought, which you can light from underneath. Mm-hmm. And the results were spectacular. I know that Inez had this bracelet that was made out of wristwatches. And And not wristwatches.
No,
she had a charm bracelet.
Charm bracelet. Right. It was Donna's charm bracelet.
Charm bracelet.
Yeah, right. That she gave to Donna, made by Inez.
And so we took some photos of that, and I was able to show how using that lit background plus, you know, three softbox lights to illuminate from three directions gave us some really good images of that bracelet. Really good.
Yeah, but that thing was so big. It was like having a chaise lounge.
Well, that's because I wanted to be able to show that you can use it for all sizes. But if you only sell jewelry, you don't need that big setup. All you need is just a little tabletop version.
Which is what, it arrived yesterday. John set it up already.
Yeah, so they make tabletop versions
of the same thing that you had?
Yes.
Oh.
Where you can light from underneath. And that provides less of a shadow problem than just a softbox or a light cube, which you can't really light from underneath. Well, you could, I guess, if you were to rig it up. But they make versions of that photo table that is translucent in tabletop, so that you could stick it inside a light cube, light it with even temperatured lights of, I suppose, compact fluorescence. And get a really good small workstation for small items.
So someone in the chat room said, well stated, Griff, regarding scans. Many times USPS will miss an acceptance scan, but scans will show up en route or at delivery. I've seen a lot of confusion in shipping discussion groups. The only problem I see is when a seller prints a label late in the day and does not drop off the package until the next day, which can skew the buyer's expectations on the delivery date.
Yeah. Someone said, I'm still hearing folks from California saying that the POs are charging them for scanning at the desk. they can't. So they can't charge them for scanning a scan form or a label. And so Nick is no longer going to be our contact. He's handing that off. He's still involved, but he's got a new person in San Jose, or the Bay Area, actually, who works for USPS named Maria, who I met. And Maria will be our new contact for the show, and so we'll have her on soon. But if somebody claims or says that they were charged for a scan at a post office, they need to contact the post office immediately, not me. You could contact Maria or Nick, but you got to, I mean...
Yeah, let's all call Griff or something.
Well, no, they have to actually say, I need to speak to your supervisor.
He's
You're not supposed
there
to be charging
drawers.
Us for the scan. You can't charge us for a scan. So if that's happening.
Listen, we have totally open phones, 888-RADIO-30. If you've never called in our show before, even if you have, or maybe you're a new listener, you can call up about any challenge or question that you have about selling on eBay or, you know, about organizing yourself entrepreneurially, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. So give us a call at 888-RADIO-30, or you can use, just a minute, or you, I'm almost finished, or you can use the Contact Us button on the bottom of the eBay radio player, and we get that right now as we're on live.
Yes. I have a question for the audience.
Oh.
So you had a question about scans, so I have a question.
Okay.
So here, I'm an eBay seller. So Lee and eBay radio audience, I have a quandary, and I want to know if you think I'm doing the right thing.
Tell us about it, caller.
And it's based on something that happened before to me, which I should have taken care of. I should have seen. So I had a buyer last night buy three shirts from me, which is, yay, that's great, three shirts. I can't wait. Except he bought two large shirts, size large, with the measurements, and then he bought a 5XL shirt. So I'm thinking, unless he's buying that for a friend or he plans on either gaining or losing a lot of weight, this may have been an error on his part. So I sent him, he bought them at, it was like 1 o'clock in the morning. So, you know, I will get them shipped out by the end of the day. But I sent him a message saying, hey, I just wanted to ask or alert you that I saw you bought three shirts. Thank you so much. Two of them are size L, and one of them is 5XL. And I wanted to verify that was your intent. If it wasn't, let me know, because, you know, I can always cancel that one transaction, no problem. What would you have done?
Whoa, I know what I would have done. But,
which is?
But why don't we see, well.
Would you have just shipped them out? Or am
absolutely
I making,
not.
You wouldn't have just shipped them
no.
out?
No.
Okay, so.
No, because that's part of customer service.
It is.
This and what did they say to you, by the way?
Oh, no, they haven't responded back yet. So I did say, I do want to get them shipped out to you, but I'll hold off shipping them until I hear from you. So I hope he emails me sometime today. And if I'm, if I'm late printing them up, then they'll go against my 10% allowance for not uploading. Well, no, eventually they would go. They're not going to qualify for my top rated plus discount, but I don't care. I'm fine with that. I don't care. I just want to make them happy. So I'm trying to, I'm still not sure. After I sent it, I thought, I worded the email real nice. I hope the buyer isn't thinking like I'm accusing them of making a mistake.
No, let's see.
Well, wait.
It does seem weird that one of them was that much bigger than the other.
I mean, it's.
If it had been an XL and a 1 or something like that, maybe I wouldn't.
But 5XL, this shirt is huge. It's got like. It's a 64-inch waist. It's huge.
And see, what might happen is that it's wrong, and then you're going to have a return.
Yeah, and if her item doesn't fit, that's not a big deal. I mean, I'm not worried about me. It's inconvenient for the buyer to. I don't want them to even be in the position of having to ship it back. It's just inconvenient for them, and I don't want to inconvenience them. So. I'm hoping I did the right thing. We'll see.
So give us a call at 888-RADIO-30. Tell us what you would have done in that situation. Is Griff right? Am I right? Or are we all wet? 888-RADIO-30.
Okay. Or damp.
We have
moist.
A contact us from Mary in Cincy, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Snooty Boutique. Mm-hmm. That's what she's known on at eBay.
Ooh. I wonder if I could shop there.
I am selling items from my home like Lee is. Yeah. Do you think I would get more views of my items if I opened up an eBay store, or does that not make a difference in getting more people to see my items? Most of my listings just get a few views. I'll finish when we come back.
This segment was brought to you by Stamps.com, postage from your PC. Our phone lines are completely wide open at 888-RADIO-30. 888-723-4630. Why don't you join in on the fun here at eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Selling on eBay is easier and more profitable when you do it by the book. The eBay Radio Seller Bookshelf presents a curated library of useful books for eBay sellers, complete with links to help you find them on eBay. In addition to essential business titles, you'll find eBay history, eBay fiction, and some eBay books that are just plain fun. Go to ebayradio.com and click Archives on Demand. You'll find Seller Bookshelf under the Seller Resources tab. eBay Radio Seller Bookshelf. It's eBay by the book.
Never go to the post office again. That's what Stamps.com has in mind for every eBay seller. So we've created a custom program just for you. It's a double freebie. A free program for eBay sellers and a bonus 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. The free program is custom designed with all the great features you've come to love with Stamps.com. Get your double freebie at Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
If you made a list of all you could do to succeed as an online seller, building your brand should be at the top. Mylo Design is who eBay sellers look to create a professional and effective brand. Sally Mylo will work with you to brand your business. She'll work one-on-one with you to create your logo, store pages, listing templates, and profile to help you stand out from the crowd. Sally can help your design and brand reflect your business across various media with graphics for social media, your website, printed materials, and more. Her work's not done until you say it's done. As a longtime eBay seller and certified eBay stores designer, Sally stays current on eBay features and policies. Your brand is your shopper's impression of you, so make it outstanding. Contact Sally at MyloDesign.com. That's MyloDesign.com for all your branding and design needs.